My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Go 92.9 The Game.
Today, Sam Crenshaw and Greg Clarkson are out on the links for a good cause.
It's a Jim Ellis Charity Golf Tournament, live from Chateau Elan.
Tune in or listen on the Odyssey app as some of the area's top golfers team up to help thousands of women and children in need in your community.
The Jim Ellis Charity Golf Tournament is on.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Sam and Greg.
Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to all y'all around the corner up here in Brazelton. Or is it Brazelton?
Brazelton.
Brazelton? All right. Well, that's where we are. We're up here at beautiful Chateau Elan.
Yes.
Every time we come up here, I think about how come I have not done one of those, you know, in-town vacations up here.
I don't know. It's here waiting on you.
Yeah, I know it is. Maybe it's... I think about it and I go check the wallet and I go, yeah, but they got nice deals up here.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Whatever you feel like doing.
We are back.
Yeah.
1 year ago, down the street, around the corner.
Right.
We're in a different location.
Right. We're here to greet the people as they arrive.
Yeah. We're that statue when you drive down that long road heading into Disney World, and you got that one statue
right,
of the different
right.
character. We're just heading up with our hand up, just waving. I'll drive safely.
That's where we are.
Yeah. And you'll see it being Mike. Hey, our producer, our road producer. Thank you, sir.
Appreciate
for
you.
For everything this morning. Noelle is back at the studio. Now, she'll come on in a little bit.
In the Palatial Studios.
Good morning.
Wonderful Kia Studios there in Midtown.
So let's start off with something fun.
And first of all, folks, it's dark out here.
Well, that's not what I meant when I said let's start off with something fun.
Okay, well, it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was the line. Well, never mind. How was your day yesterday, Sam? That's what I meant. Start off with something fun. Because you had sparks coming off your heels.
Oh, just had to go and get things prepped. I was going to, you know, once again, I had the honor of being the PA announcer for the MEAC SWAC Challenge, which was at Center Park Stadium.
Yes.
With Norfolk State and Florida A&M. And had a chance to go over there and be a part of that. And the pregame and the bands out in the parking lot. And Tyrese comes out there and you know, during the game, everybody gets a chance to see him. I think he's working on a project here in town.
He's always working on something.
Yeah.
Working on something.
It was good and a good
Big
ball
boy.
Game. Florida A&M was a 24-23. Missed extra point, the difference in the game.
So when you're running around, you ran into one of our guests. You ran into John Grant.
I had a chance to see him. I didn't have a chance to talk to him.
Aww.
I saw him. He was going – to see folks and
see,
you know,
you wouldn't have had time to spend time on the front porch. You wouldn't have had no time for that yesterday.
He was moving around yesterday. We obviously put a lot of work into it, and people came to town. Like, they had a good time. We had a good time before the game, and
right.
Who knows where they went afterwards.
He always puts on – it's a first-class operation from top to bottom.
Absolutely.
All day long.
Next year's game will be North Carolina Central and Southern University. So we haven't had Southern University.
They're the ones always playing Grambling.
Right. Bayou Classic.
Right.
Right. On Thanksgiving weekend. So Southern will be coming here next year to play in this game.
Wonder what that will be like. But we are just getting – we're starting off the show talking college football.
I'm telling you.
And it's a little nippy out here this morning. I'm going to be honest with you.
So it feels like it.
It feels like it's a little.
You know what? At least it won't rain. Georgia Tech played through a little bit of everything yesterday in Dublin. It started raining. But I tell you what, they rolled up their sleeves and turned in a performance to start the season, and we're going to do a deeper dive into it next segment. Mm-hmm. But 24-21, Aiden Burds, 44-yard field goal, walk-off to win it, and what a way to start the season. You know, and we'll get into a lot of things that I thought about this game before they played it, but they did some important things. Florida State hit them at their first drive, and Tech came back and hit them right back at them.
Hi-ya!
And it was on.
Yeah.
It was on.
Yeah.
And, congrats to them for doing that, and gives us something else to think about and talk about this week as we get set for week one, since this was week zero.
Right.
You know.
But,
right.
Listen, this was one of those games where you can speculate on Florida State walking out there thinking just because of the laundry they had on that they were going to beat Georgia Tech. You know, they just walk out, hey, we Florida State, and y'all are Georgia Tech, and they are tuning in to watch us because we're the ones that are being projected to be a part of the 12-team playoff. You talked about it yesterday, and dude was a little bit hesitant to give Florida State their flowers. He was a little hesitant, okay. It was an overall ACC sort of smash. You saw two teams. I asked the question, I go, how many teams you see coming out of the ACC? And it was our friend from the AJC who was with us yesterday, and I just forgot his name real quick.
Chad Bishop.
And it was like yanking teeth to get him to say a lot of positive stuff about the ACC, but he did see two teams. And then you asked him about Miami.
Miami. He said, oh, Miami. You figure Miami at some point, Miami is good. As I always tell people, they'll never be the U again.
Right.
Everybody says, the U. No, they'll never be the U again. There are too many more football programs in the state of Florida now.
Plus, Jimmy Johnson ain't there.
Well, back in the day of the U, the only D1 programs in the state were Florida, Miami, and Florida State. Mm-hmm. You know, nobody talked about Central Florida or South Florida or Florida Atlantic or Florida International.
Yeah.
You know, and not to mention then your HBCUs, Bethune-Cookman, and Florida A&M. There's so many more teams to play at Division I level in the state of Florida than there were back in the heyday of Miami. And on top of that, the fence fell down, and Alabama and everybody else is coming down there getting talent out of South Florida.
That's true.
And they haven't put the fence back up. And so that's why the U can never be the U again. It's not just winning, but it's being dominant and keeping all of that talent home. And that's what they were able to do.
Good luck with that, with the moving landscape of these conferences too, because that's going to be another challenge. But Florida State.
And there's talk of doing something to tweak the transfer portal. We get into that this morning at the top of the hour,
really?
7 o'clock. They're talking about it, but if they do it like they're saying they're going to do it, there's probably going to be some lawsuits.
Well, there's going to be a mansion of those are coming anyway, period, because of this Wild West situation we got.
And some people are happy with it. Some people are completely happy. They like it the way that it is. But I'm telling you, there's a proposal to try to do something to tweak this where you're going to have to stop at a certain time period, and the rest of the year you're going to play where you are. And so we're going to see how that works.
This reminds me a little bit about what happened when the film industry came to Georgia. Remember when I started this and I was telling you these stories about this and that, and the one of the stories that just pops to mind, and of course it didn't go anywhere, but the extras who I was dealing with, right? The extras were going to form a union.
Oh,
remember
really?
That they wanted to form a union. There was discussions about that because they felt like they were being, treated a certain kind of way. It was a number of things that happened that fell by the wayside when the industry started coming up. People started coming here. And they knew the money was here. They were just trying to find their little corner and try to hustle a little bit. That didn't work. So there were moving parts when the film industry came here, much like the moving parts that are going on right now, that, as you said, the gates have been opened up, not only in Alabama, but NILs and everything that wasn't in place 5 years ago with college football and the location of some of these teams and some of these conferences. That's all.
Yep.
It's all changed.
The other side of Georgia Tech beating Florida State was, Florida State has filed a suit. They want to leave the ACC.
Yeah.
You know, there could be some. There could be a message in that. Let the doorknob, you know.
Where do they think they're going to go, though? Because SEC already told them they ain't coming. You can't come here.
But Florida don't want them. That's what we're saying.
Florida, yeah, that's the thing.
You know, sign up on Florida State coming in. There's nowhere else for them to go but the Big 12. You know, they didn't go there and be a big fish.
Yeah.
Right? You
good
know what I mean? So, but then the Big 12 will take them. I mean, you're bringing in the Florida market. So they can, them and Clemson, does Clemson go? We'll see if Clemson's value stays anywhere. We got to find out what they're putting on the field next Saturday when they come to town.
Every time you mention them, I just hearken back to a conversation we had about 3-4 years ago when we went back and forth about what happens when Nick Saban retires. And you believed that they were – and I want to say this right because I do remember. I'm putting words in your mouth. You said they'll have a conversation with Dabo.
Yeah.
That's what you said. I didn't say that you said he's going to go for the job, but you made it kind of sound like they were going to come after him being, what, prodigal
alum,
son?
Alum, yeah.
And his program, and I said, no, dude should stay there and build that program. And he still hasn't, he did it for a minute, but Trevor Lawrence is gone. What's he done since Trevor?
He don't do the portal. And so, you know, certain coaches going to dig their heels in.
Wow.
Roy Williams did it when it came to recruiting kids through the AAU teams.
Yeah, well, that's why he's
in the stands. I'm going to recruit kids through the high school coaches. I'm not going to deal with AAU. And that was Roy Williams at North Carolina. You know, so, I mean, certain coaches dig their heels in on certain things. And that's something seems to be the case with Dabo Swinney. Like I said, we'll see what the team is. Because he's made the place attractive enough that people want to come and be a part of it. You know, all types of amenities they got. You know, for players, if you come and play at Clemson, you know you're going to get a chance to be on the big stage. You know you're in the ACC, right. And if they recruit as they should recruit, they're going to be at the top half of that, which gives you a chance to play in the conference championship game and gives you a chance to play in the playoff. So, I mean, that's what a player knows when they go there now. You know, that's the thing that I think a lot of coaches do have to kind of start standing their ground and saying, you know, hey, I got something that these other schools don't. If you just want to go there because they're going to give you keys to a car and some money, then go. But you won't be playing on New Year's Day. You know what I mean? And at some point –
I don't know that they care. That's as important. Not everybody.
It's not.
I'm saying it is not as important to all of the college players as it used to be. And begin. We've seen what's going on here. We see these guys are trying to chase the money, and they do it for different reasons. Not all because they're greedy. Could be their home situation, families, whatever it is. All I'm saying is this has been a gradual change that we are all watching.
But that's the thing where I always stood. I never want to call it pay. You want to call it some kind of compensation because you always got somebody that's got a bigger wallet. Texas is coming into SEC now. Texas A&M is out there right there now. And where's that program at? They got plenty of money for you out there.
I told you, we talked about that yesterday, yeah.
They got tons of money for you out there. But, I mean, where are you going? You won't be coming to Atlanta.
Before Johnny Football, what was the biggest noise Texas A&M made? Because I was trying to think about that. I really haven't followed it as deeply as you have. You know, since we've been working together, I've done a deep dive and are doing my best to try to follow stuff. So these teams that have showed 1-2 year success and then they get to game or whatever.
The thing that made it a big deal for them was that they were new in the SEC. They were new in the SEC. Kevin Sumlin was coaching out there. He come over from Houston, and they come in and they go down to Tuscaloosa and beat Alabama with this guy
that's
all over the field. That got everybody's attention, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that everybody knows that they got their sitting on bank down there. They've always been sitting on the cash. But, I mean, the fact that they had come into the SEC and everybody was watching. And that's the thing that made the big noise. Yeah, Johnny Football, but they made a big splash when they came into the conference.
Okay.
And, you know, trying to live up to that and maintain that hasn't been easy.
So my question remains, what did they do before Johnny Football? Even if it was in the other conference, you know, where is Texas A&M as far as
– Well, they always had a good program. They always played good football.
They spent all that money. They ain't made no noise, though. Is it because they're in that state? We just got through talking about Florida and how hard it is for a team in Florida to become that perennial again because of all the other teams that are there. Are you saying the same thing is going on in Texas?
Nah, I mean, that's kind of like not who they are. You know what I mean? Say it like that. People say, what you mean it's not who they are? They're not national championship. Whatever. You can have the money, you know what I mean? But what have you won? You know?
Well, that's the question.
But you're saying that
they don't care about what?
Well, they do, but it just hadn't happened.
You know what?
Some places is not in the DNA.
Okay. You know what that reminds me
What's
of?
That?
That's right in my wheelhouse.
What's that?
I grew up watching a team that didn't care about winning the World Series because they filled up Wrigley Field every day because it was Wrigley Field.
Yeah.
And until 2016, it was just like, let's go out to Wrigley Field. It's like going to Six Flags.
Or it's just like,
so they don't care. They didn't care for the longest time about that.
Or the NFL equivalent in Detroit. As long as they were filling up that stadium. They ain't went until last year.
Yeah, I know. You're right as far as winning.
They were everybody's homecoming game.
But I don't know that they, those folks in Detroit.
They didn't have homecoming games in Detroit in the NFL. But that's what the Lions were.
Well, no, I'm going to push back just a little bit.
They've had some players, but yes. I think the Fords didn't care.
No, you're right with that.
They genuinely did not care.
But I think they didn't care because it wasn't like we all know that Ford's got money. I think that speaks on everything Detroit. We have talked about that before. Why is this team in the teams in that city the city just seems broke all the time, but yet they will fill up Red Wings, Pistons, Lions, Tigers, Wolverines, and Spartans. Them stadiums are always packed, then you look at the city of Detroit.
But they've gotten some in the last 25, 30 years from each of them teams except the Lions. They've gotten some from the Red Wings. The Tigers have won a World Series. You know, the Pistons, Bad Boys.
When Tigers won World Series. He wasn't born when Tigers won the World Series.
Yeah, but they won World Series.
84.
Okay, where were the Lions?
No, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying, the Tigers ain't done that. People are cussing at me in bed right now.
I'm sure. You earned it.
Hey, where's Jesse up? Hey, Jesse!
You earned it. You earned it. We're just getting started.
Yeah, we are. Out here, where? At beautiful Chateau Alon.
And it's dark.
Yeah, it is. We need some lights. We need some lights on the hot spot. But we're having fun out here. Listen, we got to talk more about this Georgia Tech win yesterday.
And we want to hear from you. If you're a Georgia Tech fan, Georgia Tech alum, or you just think a lot of this Georgia Tech win, give us a call, 404-726-0929, 404-726-0929. Let's talk Tech. It's Sam and Greg at Chateau Alon.
And when you call, say hello to Noel for us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, anyway, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com. Y'all was singing crazy yesterday, so today I'm going to sing a little bit. Y'all were dancing in the studio and singing, so yeah. I hear some of that. We're going to play some more, you know, Tony and something else I'm thinking of.
It reminds me, I saw it, but I didn't get to go into it this week. I'm in Macon.
And you sure you made it?
And I saw it was another Mary misadventure. But I went by Capricorn Studio, but I didn't have time to go in.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to go in and go on the tour and see all the stuff, and I was out there for a meeting, so I didn't get a chance to do that.
Well, they always look forward to you coming back down there. And then there's an excuse for you to come by Bucky's on the way back.
But you got to go beyond making that. If I get down to Bucky's, I've gone right through town. I missed everything. So,
but it would be worth it.
But I noticed I got an exit. I said, you know, I need to turn around and yeah.
That's a long time joke between me and Sam.
It happens to me every now and then down there.
He has some problems. Yeah, well, I really just need to keep my mouth shut because at least you don't get tickets.
Well, that's fine folks in Tiff County.
Yeah, Tiff County and then the other one, Ashburn or Earnburn or something like that. I got one. 24-21, it was Georgia Tech over Florida State, a missed field goal. Will they remember that in 3-4 weeks? Will they? I mean, this is one of those wins that, you know, you hold your breath. Okay, we got the win. But what did we not do? We could talk about the positive of Georgia Tech. But as Florida State, you know, throughout this game, did you keep waiting for them to look like what was supposed to be this Florida State team this year? And Georgia Tech going, no, not today. And smacked them back.
You know what? And we talked about the cautionary tale of college football today. And we talk about what's big. Is it the recruiting? Is it the coaching? Is it the position coaches? Whatever. Retention. Retention is a big part of college football today. Oh. And Georgia Tech was able to retain the lion's share of the core group that broke through, got to a bowl game, and won a bowl game last year. That's a big part of the success of what you're seeing with Georgia Tech right now. The guys who know each other compared to a guy group of superior athletes who don't know each other. And that to me was the difference in that game and what you may see more early in the season because of the transfer portal. Now, Florida State, you get 3 or 4 games into the season, and they may be what, you know, on paper what you feel like they should be. And because of that, there's still a chance of them being in the playoff and winning the conference championship. But for yesterday, for this week zero, Georgia Tech was a better team. And that's, you know, that's the whole thing. It reminds me so much of when Georgia State went to Tennessee and beat Tennessee. You know, Georgia State had a core. They had an identity. You know, they had an identity, had an offensive line that had been established the season before. And they go to a Tennessee team where, and this is rampant throughout the SEC, if you're not making it to Atlanta for the conference championship game, you're obviously not going to be in the playoff.
Right.
Guys are going to transfer out. They're going to leave. And Tennessee at that time, you know, had about 3 seniors on the field. I mean, no senior leadership with that team at the time. You know, and so what a time for Georgia State to go there and play them. And in the fourth quarter, they were pushing them up and down the field. Superior athletes, but not a team yet. And that's what we saw yesterday, I think, with Florida State. They could still be a great team. They're just not there yet.
You know,
and Tech timed it right. They went and hit them in the mouth. And that got their season off to a great start.
What you are talking about, as I'm sitting here listening to you, was what conversation that we had over the last few months as we watched the Olympics. And you and I have talked about this with other teams when it came to using that word chemistry or continuity, whatever it is. But it is so prevalent right now because of the one thing that you mentioned, and that's the transfer portal. You got these teams that are bringing back X amount of players, but yet they have played together for a period of time. You got these guys, these top players who are bouncing through the transfer portal. They get to a program, I would imagine the quarterback would be a little bit different, but all the other players that have come through the portal and then trying to mesh with their teammates, are you saying they get games like Florida State yesterday and what happened?
It makes college football a little more like college basketball at tournament time, mm-hmm. doesn't it?
Yeah.
Right? College basketball tournament time. We get these schools sometimes we haven't heard of, but they got four guys who've played together for 3 years and could find each other.
We call that the Gonzaga rule.
You know, right. You know what
exactly,
I mean?
Or, right.
or Loyola Chicago, right. Or whoever you want to. And shout out to Sister Jean. She turned 105 this week. Loyola
Bless
Chicago.
Her.
You know, but I'm just saying you have that, you know, when you have teams that, and players that stay together for a period of time.
Right.
And that's kind of what you talked about, retention. And that's what was big for this for Georgia Tech and getting that win yesterday. So great job by their offense to really control the line of scrimmage. That was big for them. And I think we got some sound of Coach talking about his quarterback, Hankins King, who threw for 146 yards, ran for 54, and the O-line.
I know we have a really good, marketing slogan in our league. It talks about the league of the quarterback and whatnot, right? Well, I think you can add the line of scrimmage to that too. And that's where big games are won, at the line of scrimmage. And I'm really proud of the offensive line.
Spoken like a true offensive line coach,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was. I want to apologize if you heard me. We're taking care of situations here.
Yeah, but I mean, but, that's an offensive
you're right.
line coach. He's showing some love to his guys, you know?
Again, this is going to be one of those really interesting watches. And you just put a bug in my head that I will take as I watch teams throughout this year. And I don't care what conference or what team it is. We can go from Florida State and talk about what they got and we go to a national champion. And we talk about what Michigan's going to be dealing with this year, having lost all those players, but also the coach. But yet, continuity. And you have a guy who was there leading this team who was instrumental in that circus that took place last year when he was on the sidelines and then Harbaugh wasn't on the sidelines and so on and so forth, but yet kept that team together. There's something to be said for the teaching that he did last year and some of these other coaches that have done some really special things. It may not be seen and it may not be on SportsCenter every night, but this is going to be a really interesting college football season because of what you just said. And we're going to see coaching. We talked about this coaching maybe in basketball more than football, but this is really when you're going to have to see whether it's the O-line guy or defensive coordinator, but these guys are going to have to coach this year, and they got like a shelf life to it because the season being as quick as it is, but you got these guys popping in and out of the portal, and you got to mesh them with your team.
But
that's
see, that's the thing. When you have the – when you be able to run, chill latte, how y'all doing? I was right through here.
I thought you named that was like a woman or something.
No,
I thought you said Jill Latte.
No, Jill Latte, some kind of iced coffee truck that's pulling for the golf tournament. But you talk about a guy in Coach Key who wants that offensive line to take on a little bit of his persona, mm-hmm. And that's basically what they've been able to do is take that on. To be consistent, you got to retain.
Right.
You got to keep the guys coming back, and so that's one thing he's for this group anyway. He's recruited some good players to come in, and he has re-recruited, if that's a word.
It isn't, but I knew what you meant.
Re-recruit the guys who are already there. It makes it, what they have to avoid right now is having a Bowling Green game next week.
You got to explain that because we were talking about that off break here. And you went through Tech season last year and
right.
What an enigma they were.
Right. They have a big, they have a nice win. Like last year, I think they went up to Wake Forest. There's a nice conference, next ACC conference, mm-hmm. Went on the road. They come back and they lose to Bowling Green. You know, I mean, at home, right?
Right?
You know, the next they go out and they beat Miami on the road.
Right.
And they come back and lose to Boston College. And so, I mean, so that's what this team has to avoid. They got Georgia State, and right now they got no game film on Georgia State. Georgia State got some game film on them. You know what I mean?
Okay.
As they prepare this week. That's a different thing, a little bit of advantage. A lot of new faces over at Georgia State. So we're curious to see how that, how Coach Dale McGee is going to get this team lined up to go over to Georgia Tech and play their first game. Jack is going to come in right up. I don't think they're going to get distracted talking about Tech.
Right.
I think Coach Key is going to avoid that. I talked about what he plans on doing today as opposed to ride back in town today.
They got a full schedule coming back here. You think you'd be able to put your feet up after a trip to Ireland?
Yeah, they're supposed to land back here around 2 o'clock today. Coach says they're going right to campus, and they're going to practice.
Wow.
They're going to practice. You
well,
know,
they probably but, been sleeping for a minute.
But they're going to sleep on the flight. They're going to sleep
they
on
probably
the flight.
Slept before that. We watched that game. What time did that game start? Or what time was it there?
It was a night game there. Well, it started at 5 o'clock. Their time.
Okay, yeah.
Noon was 5 o'clock there, and it finished. It was at night.
Okay.
Okay. So they had some fun last night. They're going to take the flight over. And when they get,
are you saying they checked out a couple pubs there, Mr. Crenshaw?
They may have.
had a pint or two of Guinness.
You know, and they, you know, they're going to get back here this afternoon. They're going to go to campus. They're going to have meetings, and they're going to go and they're going to practice. You got to get back on your clock. You got to get back on your schedule, your routine. Monday, I don't know what they're doing tomorrow. Monday, they may go kind of easy and then really get into their game planning on Tuesday for the game on Saturday. But the bottom line is they do not have this week off. They got a game, and they got to get their body clocks and everything reacclimated to where they live. And that's a big part of this week as far as Georgia Tech.
Who benefits more, do you think? The teams that are going to be coming up against Georgia Tech because of the film they have, or Florida State? Being who they are. I guess what I'm saying is they're going to run in a different competition. I mean, they're both in the ACC, but Florida State, they're going to have more primetime games. I just think they're going to have a brighter spotlight on them. This is
Who do you got next?
You got BC.
And Boston College next.
You got Memphis. You got Cal. SMU, which is back in the are they in ACC or are they Big 12?
No,
they're ACC.
ACC now, and they barely beat Nevada yesterday. So, but I'm looking at the schedule, and look at that. Look at what Florida State's got. That's not really tough.
Dang, when you look at it, you know other I mean? Than at Notre Dame later on in the year.
Yeah, Notre Dame, they got Clemson. We'll see what Miami has. But I'm talking about the first few games coming up to Georgia Tech. Look at that.
So what he's saying is after Georgia Tech, got BC next, Memphis at home. Going out, Cal here too. At SMU, Clemson here, at Duke, before they hit Miami.
Well, Clemson in Tallahassee.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's right.
In Tallahassee, yeah.
Well, again, and then see Georgia Tech. And hang on a second.
Georgia Tech schedule is a little more difficult. But you know what? Looking at what they accomplished, you wonder how difficult that is now. Just click on this right here. Yeah.
This is we're having problems out here with the internet.
Okay. So, well, we know what's next. We know what's next for Georgia Tech. We know that Georgia State is next. And on paper, that schedule looked a lot more challenging because we weren't thinking about them going over and knocking off Florida State to start the season.
Yeah.
The national rankings will come out this week. Early rankings. Does Tech get a spot? Does Tech check in at 25, 24 for that win over the 10th ranked team? I think so. So I mean, that's a little different the way they're going to carry themselves this week. But the thing of it is, they can't have another Bowling Green game on Saturday against Georgia State.
Well, I hope that you can see in years, because I'm losing everything here as far as the internet. But we're going to check back in. We're going to move on to the Braves.
Okay.
And what these guys are up to right now, injuries just permeating this team. But
Finding a way.
God
Ain't that what
them.
It's all about?
Listen. As long as you get to check in the W column at the end of the game, we're going to talk Braves next. Sam and Greg out here, beautiful Chateau Alon.
It's still dark.
It's getting. I can see a little bit. It's more like navy blue right now. The sky. Chateau Alon out here, beautiful Braves. Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and Sam and Greg out here at the beautiful Chateau Alon in Brazos, in Georgia, for the Jim Ellis Charity Golf Tournament. Our second broadcast from out here.
They're rolling in.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, that's right. Pretty soon it is going to be a conga line of cars.
They will be.
They're rolling in,
getting ready to play.
And they wave at us going, hey, you guys keep working. We're going to go play 18 holes.
We're going to go have some fun and play golf. It feels great out here this morning.
I know
the hot weather is supposed to come back this week. The temperatures in the 90s are due to return. But the way that it has felt in the mornings, it just feels great. The golf is going to come out and have a wonderful time today.
Now, there may be a perception about this beautiful location we're at, Sam.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But let me just tell you right now, there are unbelievably low prices out here at Chateau Alain for the various activities that they have, whether it's hotel, golfing, just coming out here for a dinner.
Or just want to go buy you a bottle of wine.
Exactly, the winery. So you want to go online and check out. Listen, Chateau Alain Winery stays from $69. I'm looking here at line. Do you see that right there? $69.
You don't see that.
You don't think about coming out here to Chateau Alain spending under $70.
You know, hey. No, you don't. But that's but you can do
you
it.
You can do that.
It's
and they got Chateau Alain, Braselton, Georgia. Huge last-minute savings. So, going to have to think about that. Maybe come out here during the holidays right around the corner,
you
man.
You know what I mean? I mean, that's you know what? Now you give me that, and Noel tells us where to go and find the shoes. And, you know,
you're going to be looking good and having a good time during this holiday season. Between the two of us, we'll get you set up here. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio.
Morning. But, how you doing? See, people riding by and they're waving. You know.
Oh, Lord. Is this going to be like the road race? What? You're going to be talking to everybody? Is it going to be like that?
I'm just waving.
Peachtree Road Race where you stopping?
We're being friendly, man.
Oh, we can be friendly, but we're doing a show here, though, too.
Waving to the folks.
It's your queen wave. He's just back and forth. He's doing his queen wave.
Braves play today at 12:05. 12:05, a different start time. Yeah. And you got to watch him on Roku.
Gesundheit.
Ronaldo Lopez is going to start. And they're going to try to close out this season with the Nationals with another win. 4-2 the final score last night.
Yeah.
And you know what? And people talk about maybe we want more run production. We want to beat them by 5 runs, by 6 runs. No, man. It's getting ready to be September, and one run can do it. And right now this bullpen is holding up, mm-hmm. getting it done, and they're getting enough runs. The bats are producing just enough. You know how you're used to seeing them come in or how you hope they would, but this, the way these runs have been coming this week, they've been one-run games, two-run games. I'm fine with that.
A lot
of
timely hitting.
Absolutely.
That's what you want to see.
Absolutely, absolutely. And our homeboy made another error last night. And not to single him out, because he's one of our home folks.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. Go ahead.
CJ is a local product, and we're proud of him.
Yes,
we're
we are.
Proud of him, product of Blessed Trinity. And, you know, he's playing up in it, but he's had
– It was mixed emotions.
He's had a difficult
time.
He
had the yips a little bit.
Because
he probably got about a million people in the stands that he, you know, family and friends and folks from –
You
Blessed
think so?
Trinity, wouldn't
but
you?
But he's a pro. He's a man.
How old is he?
If he's playing single A, double A ball, you know. But you're playing major league ball.
All
man.
The more reason to give out as many tickets you.
I'm talking about
to
get the yips when you play in your hometown. You're supposed to be tight when you come home. You know what I mean?
No.
Yes, you are.
Did you ever play baseball?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm just saying. This is at, but not at the level
like,
he's at.
It, well, okay.
There's a whole different slice of bread.
You get worked up when you're playing in front of family and friends because you want to perform well. And he looked smooth. He looked great out there until he was transferring the ball from the glove to the hand. And that was the problem. And it's one of those things where you start looking. How many times have we seen a wide receiver or tight end? He's wide open. The ball is right there. And he starts looking at who's in front of him about to get hit. Ball just drops out,
or starts running before he catches it.
Exactly.
Doesn't look it all the way in, right?
I just think, you know, he's just a little nervous. How old is he? How long has he been in the league?
He hasn't been that long. He got drafted. He's in his early 20s.
Exactly.
He's
so I'm saying,
20s, but I mean, and he got there quickly after getting drafted out of high school. But still, you know, he's our home folks, and we're proud of him. But he's come here and he's been the gift that's kept on giving. This weekend for them. So 4-2, the final score, Braves with the win in that one. Let's see what happened with Orlando Arcia at the plate.
Got something saying about him, too.
Is that one going to stay fair? Down the left field line. Yes! Solo shot. Orlando Arcia later. The Braves are on the board.
Yep. Thanks a lot to Bally Sports for that.
Yes. Yeah. Maybe it's just me. I'm just seeing him exert himself in ways that heretofore I hadn't, and it's not in a productive way. You don't need to be poking Bryce Harper. You don't need to be poking that bear.
Well, they're going to see him again in a couple of days.
One ain't got nothing to do with the other. You just, yep. You know, you keep your head down. You do what you got to do. You look like the player you are. I shouldn't say look like. That's the wrong way to put it.
Because he proved us wrong last year.
Pardon?
Because he proved everybody wrong last year.
And I'm glad he's with us, and I don't want him to go no place. I'm just saying, pick your spots when you're going to show your machismo. All right, don't do it to him. It's like there's certain pitchers you wouldn't want to upset. There are certain players, and there ain't many of them. You going to go and say something crazy about Aaron Judge before a Yankee series? No, because you know what he might do. Bryce Harper, I put him in that category.
Really? And I don't know. People are really scared of Bryce Harper?
I ain't saying he's scared of him, but he ain't our – our shortstop and Bryce Harper are not on the same level. Would you agree with that?
No. But the Braves and the Phillies ain't on the same level. Don't ever be scared to stare down the Phillies. Do anything you want to do with the Phillies. Don't let them
stare down.
Don't let them got anything on you. This is still the Braves. This is still the NFC East. And they need to assert themselves a little bit. I don't care what the Phillies think they've done. They ain't won no chip. They ain't got no banner.
They haven't.
And you're not the Braves. So I don't see a problem with Arcia. Run your bases, talk your talk, do your thing. Now, you got to back it up. And they got the wins.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
He got the home run and the win, so he backed it up.
He got the home run yesterday.
We're going to see him again next weekend. We'll see the Phillies again next weekend.
And Noel and I, we don't disagree. I'm not talking about running. I'm just saying don't start nothing. Right. You ain't got to start it.
Oh, it's been started.
But we ain't talking about running from
it. There ain't no start.
Just carry on.
I think that's where my disconnect is with Greg. This beef has already started. The lid is already.
It has, but you
ain't no putting the lid back. It is what it is.
Why? What do you mean ain't no putting the lid? If you keep your mouth shut and you go out there and beat them, the lid's on it. That's how you keep it going.
Can't put it back on now.
I'm choosing my argument here because, in a way, I kind of agree with it because it's what I think baseball needs is rivalries and these little beefs.
Absolutely.
So maybe I need to check myself.
And maybe it's a good time for that. Going into September, maybe it's a little something the team needs. We'll talk about this team. Brian Snitker has been challenged to put together a lot of different lineups. I mean, he has changed that lineup card every night. But here he is talking about his thoughts of the possibilities for this team.
I'm cautiously optimistic. I guess, we just got to keep fighting. I mean, we're it's kind of like probably what I envision for the rest of the way are these close games.
Yep. I would say so.
I was laughing again last night at him. He just makes me smile. But yet, for the first time in a long time, I actually heard it brought up during the broadcast. And that was they were wondering what Brian Snitker says to himself when he's just talking to himself in the dugout. The camera hits him all the time. He's just mumbling. He's trying to remember a speech or something, but he mumbles or says things to himself.
Yeah.
And so the broadcasters last night were wondering what he was saying. But he'd been doing it since he's been on the bench, right?
Right.
I just was laughing. Listen, man, if you keep having the success you have, you talk to yourself all day long.
Absolutely.
That was just kind of funny. Just check it out. See if you can figure out what he's saying.
We'll do that.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. How's the broadcast going so far? Mike, how we doing?
I think we're doing okay.
Can you put your mics on or you're not on there?
There he is.
We want to publicly thank him. Noel, he's done a wonderful job out here getting us set up. We're in a different location.
How you doing this morning?
Yeah, man.
How you doing, man? You good?
All good. You got any thoughts on it?
The sun's coming up, which is nice.
Yeah, we can see.
It took long enough.
Yeah, really. It was dark for a minute out here.
It was really – that's what happens when you get here at 5 o'clock.
And I got to say, I agree with Sam. These fall mornings, these chill mornings, beautiful.
It feels good.
Beautiful. I'm loving them.
Yeah, this is great stuff. This is great stuff.
All right, did we have one more sound from yesterday?
Yes, one more. Charlie Morton got the start yesterday, and one of the veterans in baseball, started his career with the Braves, other teams, and has found his way back to Atlanta. And with this being alumni weekend, he talked about how special it was to pitch on this weekend.
No, I do. I think about it because I was aware of it. I was aware of it yesterday. I saw Chuck. I saw Jair. I saw Medlin. I know JoJo was here, and I know that there's – I know Johnny Venters is here, or at least was. I don't know if he went home. But I know those guys, and I know they're here. And for me, that's meaningful because I am kind of a nerd that way. When we go to ballparks, there's certain places where, I know that somebody that I looked up to or – somebody that I'm a fan of stepped on that rubber, towed that mound,
And that's Charlie.
I thought he was deep in thought.
He's reflecting because a lot of the guys who came back were guys that may have been in the organization when he came in, or he actually was on the team with teammates with, or was playing, with another team while they were playing it for the Braves. So I'm sure for him, more than any other player on that team, this is a pretty reflective weekend.
So what he's saying is, which I didn't think about or heard him say in the past, is so when he goes to, let's say, when Braves would play in Texas, and he gets on the mound and goes, Nolan Ryan pitched here. Or he gets to the Yankees, and he gets on the rubber, and Mariano Rivera did it here. That's kind of cool.
It is.
Yeah,
if you think about it that way.
Yeah, because that's what he's saying. Now, he can't say that as far as the Braves, unfortunately, because it's not like Glavin, Maddox, and Smoltz pitched at Truist.
True.
You know what I mean? So he's getting – when he goes to Wrigley, when he goes to Dodger Stadium, he gets you know what? I actually can see that. Because if I was a batter, if I was a home run hitter, or, you know, like Judge, I'm sure he's thought of sitting up there and hitting home runs the same place
that
Reggie
plate,
and Mickey.
Though.
And
the plate, they actually moved the plate.
What you mean?
The plate at Truist came from downtown.
Yeah, but it ain't the same stadium. It ain't it's not the same.
Oh, I understand.
Stadium.
I know.
And listen, the folks, when they played at the TED, didn't feel the same way that those folks who played at Fulton County Stadium did. That World Series is won at Fulton.
Yep.
So, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 again. Man, even 7 o'clock and Noelle's fussing at me. Man, oh man, she ain't had no coffee. She's breaking me down here. I can't even come back because I kind of agree with her. So I ain't even saying nothing there. That's why we got her as our producer. She keep us in check. Moving into the 7 o'clock hour.
Hey.
Speaking of Noelle, we're going to get into Noelle's world later on in the hour. Karen Pestana. You talk about somebody who's earned their money, even though we don't pay her, this year on the show.
Yep.
She's done the 4 majors. She did the Olympics. And here we are, well, getting to that 4th major, I should say, the U.S. Open. And all the conversation, and Joker.
Going to be there.
Come on.
Yeah, man.
I hate seeing that because he gets the gold medal, and Alcaraz seems to be going in the other direction after Cincinnati.
Yeah, but he can turn it around.
We're going to turn around that. But
in New York.
As we head up to 7 o'clock hour, we're going to turn things over to this dude sitting next to me who's in Braselton, Georgia, along with me at the beautiful Chateau Alain for the Jim Ellis Charity Golf Tournament. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and take us with you in the Odyssey app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.